Finally, a country that listens to us. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Normally, nobody would care about a bill being considered by the Parliament of Uganda, but when it's inspired by Americans...
My name is Scott Lively.
Scott Lively is one of the three evangelical Christians who went to Uganda last March to warn about the homosexual agenda.
I know more about this than almost anyone in the world.
The sessions were recorded. You can get these recordings through the New York Times website. And Reverend Lively's message about making gay people straight and how the gay movement is opposed to the values of the traditional African family, that message took off. These days, most countries don't think they can learn anything from Americans, but Ugandans learned and learned and learned.
This is all about dealing with a topic rationally.
Ugandan teachers got the message, the police got the message, and politicians got the message. And one politician, the Honorable David Bahati, wrote some legislation which for the first time in Uganda would make gay sex punishable by life in prison. And can you think of a better way to discourage homosexual behavior than life in prison? According to the report, Reverend Lively and the other two evangelists feel duped and had no idea Uganda would take their message to extremes, because on the tapes, Reverend Lively is very clear.
Everything about this conference has been about healing and love.
So they are shocked that their visit would lead to politicians considering a life sentence for gay behavior in Uganda. I mean, who would think that a country that once embraced nutcase dictator Idi Amin would take something too far? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.